Abigail, the Arkells, which wasn't officially part of our playlist for this evening, but it's okay.
Things happen.
It works. Good evening.
Hi.
Welcome to Against the Grain.
Yeah.
My name is Jenna.
My name is Keegan.
Tired Keegan.
Tired Keegan.
Oh, yeah, we do this every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
1 a.m. in the
day. Yeah. It's great.
Global.
It's good.
It's Greenwich Mean Time, whatever.
I don't know what it's called. Don't ask me.
It's whatever. Anyways.
Yep. So, this week, keeping in theme with the lovely Thursday holiday of Valentine's Day, we're doing a kind of Valentine's theme.
Little. I mean, like, it's kind of a mix. There's a couple love songs, but
there are.
Generally, it's mostly breakup and sad, not
angsty.
Happy.
Yeah, which is, yeah, where I spend most of my time. It's all good. But it's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine, actually, because I get to go to the Arkells for Valentine's Day.
Why did you need to do that?
Someone doesn't get to do.
It wasn't necessary.
It was. It makes me feel better, and I get to rub it in your face, so it's all good.
For those that are unaware, I'm currently in England, and so I'm 5 hours ahead and unable to go to the Arkell show that is happening in my hometown.
Yeah. But yeah, if anybody else is in Kitchener Thursday night.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
It's going to be good.
It's already bad enough that, like, it's Valentine's Day and I'm already upset about that.
Yeah.
But it's worse at the fact that I have to deal with this now.
Yeah.
And I blanked that out. I almost did it, but I went.
You did.
See?
You're self-censored today.
Yeah.
For now. The Leafs game isn't on, so...
It's not, so I'm actually not as angry as usual, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, we got that going for us. Anyways, we don't really have, in the way of talking, we don't really have a whole lot to go on tonight.
Not really, no, we're just going for it.
We're just going with the songs and kind of keeping it with the whole Valentine's Day theme.
Yeah,
nothing fancy happening tonight, really.
I did want to note... I wanted to play so badly the song from The Wedding Singer that Adam Sandler does. Have you not? yeah. Somebody Kill Me. It was a little profane, so I figured I probably shouldn't. But if anyone hasn't seen it.
I wanted to play Family Reunion by Blink-182 on here, and I don't think that would have gone down very well.
No. But, yeah, if you guys haven't seen The Wedding Singer, and specifically, like, you don't even have to watch the movie, just watch that scene completely out of context, still works.
It's still good.
Great song. Somebody Kill Me.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. it's a great song.
Having that on repeat from the time I wake up Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And playing it myself.
that's good. That's even better.
Getting the electric out and just jamming all day.
Why not?
It's great. But. So one of the songs that I chose to play is in that movie, actually, Love Stinks by the J. Geils Band.
Yes.
Great tune either way. Total anthem.
I'm so excited to sing this.
Idea. Oh, me too. And then another classic, I Hate Myself for Loving You, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They're both jams.
Plus, she's a badass.
She is, too.
Like, this is great.
Oh, yeah. Empowerment all the way.
Empowerment.
I don't know
cool.
if
you're... No, we'll get,
let's,
we
let's
get
do
right
it.
To it.
Let's do it. Love stinks,
about,
right?
Yeah.
Go Valentine's
Love
Day.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Love Stinks by the J. Geils Band. Myself for loving you. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Total jam. Yeah.
Total jam. I was jamming out. I was air drumming. I even had my drumsticks out. I was going at it. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't singing though, because
Oh, that's okay. I was singing it. It's all good.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was singing like all of these songs earlier today with my roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I've had Love Stink stuck in my head for the past couple days. I don't know why. It's just such a...
Sorry. Cutting in and out. Hold on. It's okay. We're reconnecting. It's because he's talking about Love Stinks. Sorry. You're good now.
Really? You had one job.
I had one job.
Yeah, you had one job.
I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
You heard me.
Anyway. Anyways, yeah.
Do you want to explain what this means? Valentine's Day in history?
Yeah, okay.
That was fairly vague.
This was my great research for today. I was trying to look up things that happened on Valentine's Day in history. Unfortunately, not a lot has happened. Actually, a lot of massacres and whatnot, which isn't exactly happy. Yeah, but I thought this was funny. So, two movies came out on Valentine's Day, among others that are less interesting. But The Silence of the Lambs came out in 1991. Are we just going...
No, no, no.
You're aggressive typing.
I'm looking. I need to look up what else happened on Valentine's Day.
Nothing. It's not exciting.
Let me do this.
Anyway, so Silence of the Lambs came out, and then the year after, Wayne's World came out. And
oh, great movie.
These aren't really connected in any way. I just think that they're really funny movies to come out on Valentine's Day. Like, if someone took me to either of these movies, I would be so excited. I'd be like, this was a great date.
that would be the best date.
Yeah, these are the date.
The so date let's, to top all dates.
Wayne's World for sure.
Easily,
yeah.
It's probably one of the best. Actually, I don't know if you can see this.
Oh my god, that's the best.
I've got Wayne Campbell as a little Funko Pop thing, and I don't usually collect these things, but I had to buy it.
It's great. I thought it was. I don't even have a gun, let alone guns. To necessitate a gun rack. Great movie.
Okay. Do you want to hear the fantastic things that have happened?
Sure, tell me.
Okay, in 1896, the Winnipeg Victorias beat the Montreal Victorias 2-0.
You can see why maybe I didn't think that was interesting enough to include.
Hey, how dare you not include diversity in here? In 1920, the League of Women Voters formed in Chicago. How did you not know that?
Ooh, wow.
How did you not know? I don't know,
because, I mean, I exude resistance to the patriarchy.
1921, the Canadian 5-cent nickel was authorized.
Wow. You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. My research was poor.
But wait. There's more. Okay. 1936, U.S. male figure skating championship is won by Robin Lee, a classic, a classic character.
A classic.
Okay, hold on, I'm still going.
This is good.
What else do we got?
I know Al Capone murdered a whole bunch of people.
Oh, really?
Yep. I don't know if it was him specifically, but his crew.
I don't see anything here.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. It was very kind of them.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hold on. I'm going to scroll down. Okay. In 1962, Jacqueline Kennedy conducted the first
White House tour?
The first ever White House tour.
Yeah,
How did you forget?
I know.
How dare you?
I read that and I was like, oh, wow, this is so interesting. But it isn't.
1966, Wilt Chamberlain breaks the NBA scoring record at 20,884 points.
It's exciting.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Single. Find out what it means to me. 1967 Billboard Song of the Year.
Yeah. Or as Michael says, R-E-S-P-S-P-T.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Context. Oh, 1972, John Lennon and Yoko Ono co-host Mike Douglas show for an entire week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that you knew what I was saying before I even finished the sentence.
I told you. I researched it.
I'll scroll down to recently.
Nothing really.
2014, actress Ellen Page comes out as gay.
Yes. I did know that as well.
Pretty big. It's pretty big.
Yeah, Juno. Definitely a movie from my childhood for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So those are the most important things that you didn't know that you now know about things that happen on Valentine's Day in history.
Yeah.
None of it you will ever come across again.
Nope. But it's okay. Fun little trivia.
Oh, there was a mass shooting in 2008.
There have been a lot of really bad things. It's not...
Not great.
No.
Not great. Yeah.
But... And a whole lot of weddings that we don't really care about.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, Valentine's Day history. There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we could give this to you. This is my gift to you.
Our gift. Valentine's Day. This year.
It was also the day that I adopted my dog.
Oh, that's actually really cute.
So.
I like that. That's a good Valentine's Day in history. Anyways, next two songs.
Everything About You, Ugly Kid Joe. This is a great tune. I like this tune. My my dad's buddies from high school used to play this in their band all the time. And it's interesting hearing it. I love it. I think it's a great tune. It's kind of weird, but it's good.
No, it's great. You should talk about everything you hate.
Exactly. And something that Jenna put in. This is something that I would have put in, but Jenna put this into the songs today. I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance. That's something that you would expect out of me, but I would never in a million years put my money on Jenna putting that in there.
Oh, you're an influence. No, the song's like... the song is like, what, 8-year-old me? Yeah, no, it's, you know, eight-year-old me or whenever this came out.
It's so good.
Jamming. Just to the core. And you've no idea really what it's about, but it's just, you know, you connect, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. Someone hurt them.
Oh, yeah, anyway. For sure. So.
We're going to shut up and play it.
Next two, Ugly Kid Joe, My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my back.
Here we go. Old man.
I don't love you like I did yesterday.
Yes.
Sorry, great I felt song. Like Freddie Mercury for a second there. I was just like belting it out, doing like.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we were into it. We were very much into it in here for sure.
I Don't Love You, My Chemical Romance, and Everything About You by Ugly Kid Joe. Two fantastic classics that almost rhymed, but didn't do it right. They're great tunes.
They are. Totally different reasons, but
totally different
it's
reasons,
okay.
Totally
different vibes.
Songs, but, you know. Music news.
Yeah.
I'll do the first one.
Go for it.
Chris Cornell's children accepted a Grammy. Who cares about those anymore? Sorry. On his behalf for best rock performance for his song When Bad Does Good, released back in November. Actually, I do want to talk about this for a quick second because I want to know, do you think that, this might be controversial, do you think that artists should get, like, because places like, events like the Grammys, obviously when people pass away, they're more likely to receive an award.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, I wouldn't say it's necessarily because of the song or whatever it is in itself, but...
For sure,
as a respect thing. So, like, should it be a thing where it's a respect thing? Because, quite honestly, Grammys don't really matter.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because they don't actually display any, again, personal, like, form of talent. Like, I think Linkin Park won one last year, but it doesn't mean that they necessarily deserved it.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, what was best record of the year? Childish Gambino. I mean, which... I guess there'd be many who disagree with me. But yeah, I don't think it holds really the same weight as it once did. But yeah, no, I agree with you that for sure. It's just like how, you know, music goes up in price too after someone dies, right, to pay respects and you're kind of reminded and everything. So same idea, yeah. Would they have won otherwise? I don't know.
Thanks the question.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I agree, though. It's iffy.
It is iffy.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'll move on because I don't want to get stuck on it. Heart announced a summer tour beginning this July with guests Joan Jett, Sheryl Crow, and Randy Carlisle.
Yeah, I know. I saw this today. I was like, wow. Which great, because we played a Joan Jett song. Kind of an interesting lineup. I can see Joan Jett and Hart. I don't know how the others fit in, but that's okay. It's a good female lineup for sure. Everyone likes to play some Hart.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Sorry, I'm reposting my band thing now because it's pissing me off.
Oh, so is it? Keegan's all upset because something was posted in the square when it should have been a rectangle.
It didn't do it right.
It's detrimental for sure. Anyway, the Rolling Stones today announced their one and only Canadian show of their 2019 tour. And they'll be playing at the Burrells Creek event grounds in Ontario, which is somewhere I don't really know.
Don't get distracted. I'm sorry.
That was good. I'm glad you're so involved in this.
I'm trying to remember where it is.
It's north-ish.
Isn't that where they do the one festival, the Boots and Hearts?
I don't know. I avoid country music, but maybe it's in Oro, I want to say. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's in Ontario.
Music.
And anyway, they're coming June 29th.
This radio station doesn't pay me to know country music.
No.
This radio station doesn't pay me at all.
At all. Yeah. But
I'm here for this.
Yeah. They'll be June 29th, which I was just saying, you could come to get excited.
Sorry, I interrupt a lot. I know I do it. I don't mean to.
It's okay. It's okay. We forgive you.
We?
Yeah, I don't know who's
speaking
we.
Speaking on behalf of the audience? How dare you?
Yeah. Or just me and whatever person that is. Not third. I don't know. But anyway, also new music from Cage the Elephant. Ready to Let Go is their new... Keegan's dying in the background. Cage the Elephant has a new single out, Ready to Let Go. It's their lead single from their next album, Social Cues, which is coming out in April. I listened to it. It's pretty good. It's not as good as
their other stuff.
It's solid. It's like, you know, if it was on in the background, I'd be like, yeah, this is good. But
that's
it's not.
Music.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't know. They set the bar kind of high, I think, with their.
Yeah, they did.
So, but yeah, I'm hopeful for the rest of it.
By the way?
Oh, no, actually, this is the best one, I
Can
think.
We skip it? We already talked about it.
We did, actually. But it's okay, I'm going to mention it again. Arkell's in Kitchener this Thursday.
Shut
Keegan's
up.
Not there.
Shut up.
It's exciting. Heard really good things about it, too. They keep posting news articles that people have been writing about the show, it being, you know, the possibly best rock show of the year. Glare. That's a good glare. But
read exactly what I have written right underneath that right now.
Shut up. In giant letters. But
it's pretty big.
No, it's bold, underline. Yeah, no. It's
that doesn't work.
Keegan's all sad. But
yeah, I'm sad about it.
It's okay.
Anyways, that's music news. We're gonna play two of my favorite bands now.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Arkells.
Go for it. What are they?
One of my favorite Arkell songs of all time off of their best album, It Will Never Be Beat. I'm Not the Sun by Arkell is off of Jackson Square from 2008, which is just a fantastic song. And Valentine's Day by Linkin Park, which doesn't really have a whole lot to do with Valentine's Day, but it kind of does.
It's called Valentine's Day, so sure.
That's good enough. Yeah. And it gives me an excuse to play Linkin Park, so here
exactly. You'll take that any day.
I will.
So yeah, Arkell's Linkin Park. Valentine's Day.
By Linkin Park, off of the album Minutes to Midnight from 2007. I think that's track...
I can tell you.
I want to say it's number 9.
It is. What's wrong with you?
Nice.
Oh, you know them way too well.
It's pretty sad. Yeah, I think after that should be in between.
Oh, I don't know. Hold on, let me check.
That's fine.
And then it is.
And
okay.
Then it pieces and then the little things give you away.
Yeah, stop. It's weird.
Right. Says the John Lennon Yoko Ono. Yeah, whatever.
Whoa, don't group in Yoko Ono. That's you can't do that.
Oh. Have you seen the Family Guy, the Yoko Ono skit?
No. I have to,
it's
though.
It's like he buys an Alexa and mm-hmm. Brian starts talking to the Alexa and he's like, what's the name of the girl John Lennon was married to? Yoko Ono. And it's like, oh, okay, Yoko Ono. And it's like, playing Yoko Ono. He's like, no, don't play more Yoko Ono. Please, no. He's like, stop with Yoko Ono. Buying all Yoko Ono.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Chaos. Not good. Not good. Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, no, those are great tunes. We really don't have a discussion for this part just because we're kind of...
We don't. I mean... What else is there to say about Valentine's Day?
Love stinks.
Yeah. It's cold.
It's like, I get the point of it. It's just a lame holiday.
It's true. Actually, I mean, I feel like anything, if I were involved in it, I would probably feel differently. But I'm just going to hate on it from the outside. Especially
I hated it when I was involved in it, and I hated it.
But, okay, that's true. That's kind of stereotypical, though.
It means you have to spend real. Money and, like...
That's true.
Like, don't get me wrong. The payoff is worth it. Making people happy is worth it. Like, But at the same time, you're just like, oh, my God. I feel like I just dropped $300 out of my wallet.
See, but that's totally not how I would approach it. Like, I feel... So, my roommate, or one of my roommates, they're doing, like, homemade gifts. If not homemade, then something that requires, like, no money. You see, that's cool. That's a killer idea. She is knitting a scarf, which is just unreal. I wouldn't have the time. But, you know, I'd probably be like, hey, listen to me play this song. Right? Look at this starving artist. It's great.
Support your local music scene.
But, yeah, no, I get that, though, for sure. Like, it's fun. I remember seeing, especially in high school, like when the Pandora rings were a big thing. And all these girls were like, you know, trying to guilt their boyfriends into buying them. I had no idea. They were like, you know, $100 or more or something. I was like, what are you getting him? I know nothing. Yeah. So I get it. You know, stereotype of why men hate Valentine's Day.
It's not worth it.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our rant.
Yeah. I could rant for a long time about it's okay. It's fine.
Play more music.
Yeah, play more music. I don't know. These aren't my songs.
Yeah, we'll play 2 songs, then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit, and then we'll play the best song at the end. That'll be great.
Best for
last.
2
of my favorite songs ever. Hopefully we don't get cut off, but...
What are they? Glorious Sons?
Oh, sorry. Glorious Sons, Hide My Love, off of their 2017 album. I forgot the name of the album. Heartbreak Warfare by John Mayer from 2009, Battle Studies.
Yes, and the Glorious Sons is Young Beauties and Fools, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Don't try and beat me to it. Even when I don't have it, I have it.
Yeah, you have it somewhere.
Yeah, good tunes.
Yeah, and John Mayer touring this year for a mint.
I don't want to get into it. Don't make me more upset. I'm already upset about the
I think,
the music.
Yeah, see, okay, okay, okay.
You're
going
to make me cry. If you make me cry tonight, it won't be good.
That's the goal. It's Valentine's Day themed. Anyway, Glorious Sons, John Mayer. And crying. Megan, let me in. I can't believe we're doing this again.
We keep the care companies in business. Heartbreak Warfare by John Mayer. Thanks to my mom for showing me that, like, back in 2009. That's the reason that I love John Mayer so much. So, yeah, that's good.
It's a tune.
It is a tune. I think that's it for today. We're going to play one more song, which is the best song of everything we played today.
Is it?
But, yeah, thank you for tuning in very much. We really appreciate it. I believe Alex will be in next with Underground Underdogs?
Should be, yes. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone has a great, sad Valentine's Day. Or enjoys the Arkells, like I will be, and someone else will not be.
Shut up. Okay?
But yeah, have a good week.
And enjoy First Day by Blink-182.
Yes. Oh, and I guess we won't be back next week.
Week after.
Yes, week after. Sorry, I know. Playing First Date, Blink-182.
I gotta do the drums.
Yep.
Bye.